Hey, I'm Coach Zen, a certified life, spiritual, and self-awareness coach for women. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast, an inner development podcast designed to connect, strengthen, and nurture the interior parts of you, that is, your inner self. Here, you will receive insights that will support you in your journey so that you can reshape your life and be your best self. New episodes of Life Herbs Podcast airs bi-weekly on Sundays and is available on all major podcast platforms. Get ready to enhance your awareness of the inner self. I'm Coach Zen, a Quad Certified Personal Development Coach. I elevate and empower you to manifest your desires by connecting with your inner self, nurturing spiritual growth, and shifting the energy of what was to being in command of what truly is. This is a captivating and empowering podcast serving as a valuable resource for nurturing your inner self. And here you will discover valuable insights that will support you in living a fulfilling and purposeful life. Here we have enlightening conversations about this journey that we are all on, called life. And I want to talk about a scarcity mindset. I know scarcity mindset very well. To be quite honest, it is still a challenge, because when you have literally worked so hard for something and you've experienced a layoff, you've experienced honestly being in the lowest point that you have financially, when you've experienced these things, it can be very difficult to shift out of that scarcity mindset. And what I've done to really support myself is doing these threshold challenges where I'm like, you know, instead of being so focused on what you don't have, right? Instead of being so focused on what you don't have, what you quote unquote, what are necessities, needs, and what have you, really being with yourself more and locating the answer within yourself as to why that is and what adjustments are necessary to take place within you to move you forward. Look internally and also look at your initial environment. Thresholds challenges are so expansive. And what I mean by a threshold challenge is you coming out of the default thinking, the default programming, the trauma response that you are prone to shift into. Coming out of that default and shifting it into something that is more productive and that is more supportive for you and for your life. Ladies, do you want to have more meaningful conversations with like-minded women? Would you like to exchange valuable knowledge, forming deep connections with individuals who share your values and will encourage you along the way? Well, immerse yourself in my women's circle. That's right. It's virtual, so you can literally join from anywhere.
The Women's Circle is comprised of women from all over the globe. It's a safe space where we lift and empower and pour into one another as we pursue our own individual journeys in living more of a fulfilling life. The search is over. Join these enriching, nourishing discussions today and receive unwavering support. The link is within the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the Women's Circle. Blessings and abundance.
Within the word scarcity, what comes up for me is the word scared. And when you're scared, there is fear there. And there is fear there because you do not want a situation or experience that's taken place in your life before to happen again. And those type of experiences can be very earth-shaking. They can be very jarring. They can be very surprising. Your ego very much comes up within those type of experiences. But what those experiences offer is so much immense gems and knowledge to prepare you for the present as well as the future. So I just wanted to highlight the way I perceive and see scarcity. And I feel like, especially in an economy now where there's inflation, there are many people who are in a scarcity mindset because the cost of living for many is becoming more and more and more. It's not becoming less, it's increasing. It's not decreasing. And I was listening to a podcast where a gentleman was even saying, like, he was having conversations with his male friends and other men that he knows, and even men, it's very difficult right now to provide for families, especially when the man is the breadwinner. For women, very much so the same. Single mothers. There are family households where the woman is the breadwinner. And to provide for an entire family off of one salary is very difficult in the world that we live in. We're very much in a society where, and I say this all the time because it's true, having multiple streams of income is a necessity due to the lack of job security, due to the inflation. But it's so important in the midst of that to truly care and prioritize yourself and to honor yourself and to take those moments of solitude to re-energize yourself, to pour into yourself and to truly set those clear boundaries for yourself. Everything that I just stated are basic means of self-care. They're basic means of self-care. They are non-negotiables. These should be non-negotiable things that you establish in your life. But something that supports me within the scarcity mindset is to have moments of gratitude. And continually, anytime a scarcity thought comes in your mind, to allow the conscious mind to update the subconscious mind by making it aware of what the present moment is and that you're not in the past. That is no longer your situation, and truly honoring and being with the journey from where you were as to where you are now.
Hey y'all, Pink Lady here. I'm a podcast producer, director, coach, and host. And I want to tell you all about my production company, Pink Lady Productions. We collaborate with creatives like you who are driven to share your message by launching your podcast from A to Z and coaching you through the process. To learn more about our services, check out our website at pinkladyprod.com. That's PinkLadyProd.com.
With all this being said, I trust that this episode truly supported you in a deeper understanding of a scarcity mindset and supported you with ways to shift it. And it takes time, as I said myself. It's something that is a challenge for me from time to time. But I give myself grace because I can catch it now. I can know what it is. I can really go to that aspect of myself and truly engage in a threshold challenge that can propel me more forward and that shifts me out of that default into a mindset that is more supportive, a mindset that is more rational instead of irrational, a maturity, because we truly are the CEO of our lives. And we are in command of our lives. And something that I have learned is when you're experiencing difficulty or challenges, or there are aspects of self that you may not like, processing it, working through it, is so much more fulfilling than waiting in it, dwelling in it, beating yourself up about it, and choosing to be stuck in it. That's it.
I would love to hear from you. Visit my website, www.lifeverbswithans.com, to let me know how this podcast episode activated you today. Send in your life verb, the rooting system that anchors you, and any questions that you would like to be answered. Be sure to like and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. To learn more about my personal coaching services for women, to join the Women's Circle, which is a virtual, supportive, uplifting, and empowering group of women who meet monthly from all over the globe, and to receive my quarterly newsletter, visit my website, www.lifeverbswithans.com. Contact me on Instagram. @LifeVerbsWithAnS podcast. All this information is located in the show notes. Always remember to keep your soul hydrated and your spirit fortified.